Paul writes to us in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Rejoicing in the Lord is not some superficial feelings of happiness based just on your circumstances. Rather, rejoicing in the Lord is a fruit of the Holy Spirit living in and working in our lives. Rejoicing in the Lord comes from what Christ has done for us in the past, from His life, His death, His resurrection, and all that He has done in our histories. It flows out of His presence with us now, whatever it is that we're going through now. And it comes from hope in His glorious coming again. In the future, one day, He will come and take us to be with Him. Rejoicing in the Lord, this joy, genuine joy, is our strength. And because it is rooted in Christ, it is not shaken by our circumstances. We can have joy even in our suffering, because that joy is in the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord then cures our anxiety. Because anxiety comes from focusing on ourselves or focusing on our circumstances, turning our eyes off of the Lord to what is happening, to the circumstantial events occurring in our lives every day. Instead of remembering what God has done, instead of remembering that God is with us, instead of remembering that one day He is coming again to take us. Rejoicing in the Lord is to pray with thanksgiving in order to refocus our attention on the Lord. This is how the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. That by remembering what God has done, that He is with us, that He is coming again, we can be strong no matter what happens around us and no matter what happens to us. The joy of the Lord is a cure to our anxiety. Rejoicing in the Lord also guards our minds. That's what he says at the end of the verses when he talks about whatever is true, honorable, just, pure. Think about these things. Because in the midst of trials, in the midst of temptations, in the midst of suffering or pain, we begin to tell ourselves stories. Stories about ourselves. Stories about one another. Stories about the Lord. And pretty soon those stories that we tell ourselves become lies. Lies that we believe about ourselves. Lies that we believe about each other. Lies that we believe even about the Lord. And then we begin to accuse. Accuse ourselves. Accuse one another. Accuse God. But rejoicing in the Lord, remembering what He has done, remembering that He is with us, remembering that He is coming again, guards our minds against these stories, lies, and accusations. Because they help us remember what's true, that God is good, that God has been faithful, that He is with us, that He is coming again. And the joy of the Lord strengthens us even against the accusations of our own hearts and minds. Rejoicing in the Lord cures anxiety. Rejoicing in the Lord guards our minds. And rejoicing in the Lord brings the peace of God. Listen again to what he says in verse 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The world is full of turmoil and chaos and uproar. Peace is fleeting. If you even get to taste peace, it usually is only for a moment of time. It surely doesn't last long. But the peace of God surpasses understanding. When the world is turned upside down, when the world crashes down around us, those who rejoice in the Lord have a deeper, abiding, long-lasting peace. Because it's not rooted in our circumstances. Instead, it flows out of what God has done for us in Christ. It flows out of His presence with us. It flows out of the hope we have that one day He is coming again to take us to be with Him. This is what it means to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord cures our anxiety, guards our minds, and brings us the peace of God. The heart of our next song that we're going to sing together is this. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. Why is that? How is it that I can rejoice with all the things that are happening in my life? Because, the song continues, I trust in Him, no other. Not in riches, not in wisdom, not in power, not in might, not in winning, not in anything else. I rejoice because I trust in Him. Trust in what He has done for me in Jesus Christ in the past. Trust in Him in His presence with me no matter what I'm going through. Trust in Him in His promise that one day He's coming back again to take me to be with Him. We rejoice in the Lord because He is our strength. Will you stand, please, and rejoice in the Lord with me?